thank you for the blessings that we receive because we are in the United States of America. We pray, Lord, as we consider your word this morning, that you would bring light to it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God put something a little bit different on my heart today. And the message is called Declaring Dependence. We've just celebrated the 250 years, the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But did you know what also was going on at that time was a declaration of dependence? Because they were declaring, our founding fathers were declaring their dependence on God. That it would have been impossible for our nation to last this long without God. And that is extremely important. So you're going to want to have notes today. If you didn't grab them, you're going to need them. Part of what we're going to do is very much participatory, so you're going to need that. I have a picture of the Independence Hall. Anybody know where that is? In Philadelphia. Good. That's a good answer. We know a lot about the events that happened there. That we know that July 2nd, the Continental Congress approved the separation, separating from England. On July 4th, they approved the Declaration of Independence. And on July 8th, they carried out the declaration by reading it in front of this building to a crowd which had assembled there. And after that, they rang the Liberty Bell. I have a picture of that. Now, just as a little side note, some people think it's called the Liberty Bell because it was rung on July 8th for independence, and that's not true. The Liberty Bell has a Bible verse on it. How many knew that? Show the next one, Jason. Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof is Leviticus 25, verse 10. That is why this bell is called the Liberty Bell. Now, the crack in it, there's a long story about that. It didn't crack at this time, and it was rung a number of different times. It cracked the very first time they tried to test it. And they repaired it, and it cracked, and they repaired it, and cracked, and it just kept cracking. My personal opinion was, well, that's because it was forged in England. And maybe it was some kind of a trap, because it was forged in London. And it was rung after this time. The last time when it, just a little tidbit, was on one of George Washington's birthday. And I had the date down in the 1800s, and then it cracked so beyond repair that then it was done. But the reason it's the Liberty Bell is because of that Bible verse. Other things that happened in Independence Hall were where the Constitution was debated and signed. We know that. And also the Bill of Rights were proposed here. But there's a lesser known meeting place that I think allowed what happened in Independence Hall to happen. And that is a place called Carpenter's Hall. We have a picture of that, and there's one in your notes as well. This is a smaller building, and it's next door to Independence Hall. And there was a meeting that happened there September 6th, 1774. 40 men from across the 13 colonies came to prepare for the coming war for independence because they knew that's what it would take. It was the first meeting of the American Congress. They laid the foundation for everything that happened next door in Independence Hall. And my personal opinion is, if this meeting had not taken place, nothing else would have either. Reverend Jacob Duché opened the meeting and he stunned the participants. You see, because even true believers did most of their praying out of prayer books. But Reverend Duché stunned people because he had written a prayer just for this. He just was straight from his heart. And one of the participants said, "It was a prayer worth riding 100 miles to hear," because this person had apparently ridden for 3 days on horseback to arrive to the meeting just in time to hear this prayer. The prayer is on the back of your notes, and you can read that in its totality. But what it really does is make a declaration of dependence. Maybe we'll just read it. We have time. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments, look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on our American states who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent only on thee. Now, that might be really fancy language for us. It's like, this is from this guy's, that's the way they talked. You know, that's really the way they talked. Dependent only on God. That was the foundation for everything that happened. Let's read on. To thee have they appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To thee they do now look up for that countenance and support which thou alone canst give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in the sanguinary purposes of own unerring justice sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish amongst the people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them and the millions they here represent such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son and Savior. The key, desiring henceforth to be dependent only on God. What a powerful and amazing thing. Anybody who would research this, of course, this prayer is not something that we say on the 4th of July. Maybe we should. In addition, at this meeting, now again, this is a meeting to talk about what it's going to cost to be independent. And the first thing they realize is that to be independent, they have to be dependent. You see, that's the way God works, doesn't it? It's opposite of the way the world works. So many things, it's true. We're strong when we're weak, so that he can be strong. We're independent and have victory when we stop fighting and depend on God. In addition, at that meeting, 4 chapters of the Bible were read, and I have them on your notes. It was Psalm 35, which was a plea for help and justice against adversaries. It was Psalm 46, a declaration of God as refuge and strength in times of trouble. Psalm 48, a celebration of God's greatness and beauty of Zion. Psalm 50, a call to worship and a reminder of God's authority and judgment. Now, what we're going to do this morning, because we really wouldn't have time if I'd preach on four psalms, and I didn't want to make this a four-week session, but I think we need to look at all four of these psalms today. And so the way we're going to do it is we're going to divide into groups, and each group is going to take one of the psalms. So you can pause the recording